I have three or four more PowerPoints, and I'm not going to do any of them.
我本来有三四个要演讲的稿子，可是我不要做这些事情。
Instead, I want to do some more practical talk with you.
我希望做一些比较实际性的谈话。
Just, I guess I feel like you're my friends now.
我觉得你们是我的朋友。
So I can stop being the formal professor and become your friend.
所以我不需要再做一个正式的教授。
Raymond and I were talking just during the break.
Raymond弟兄跟我刚刚讨论。
And he reminded me of the normal conversation in our churches about the fivefold ministry, the ministry of the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Now that is in Ephesians chapter 4, so let's open our Bibles there. And I want to show you at least some of my understanding on this topic. It says in Ephesians 4 verse 11,
以弗所书第四章十一节,
that he, that is the Lord,
他所赐他的主,
gave some to be apostles,
赐的有使徒,
some prophets,
有先知,
some evangelists,
有传福音的,
and some pastors,
有牧师和教师,
and teachers. Now the next verse says,
下面一节,
12节, for the equipping of the saints,
为要成全圣徒,
for the work of the ministry,
各尽其职,
for the edifying of the body of Christ.
建立基督的身体,
so we know what the fivefold is called.
所以我们知道这五重职分的目的,
we know what their purpose is.
我们知道这五重职分的目的,
and then the next verse tells us how long they'll be here.
12节就说这个职分多久会在这儿,
and it says, till we all come to the unity of the faith.
直到我们在真道上同归于一,
we're not there yet, folks.
我们还没有到达那个程度,
and then it says, till we all come to the knowledge of the Son of Man.
让我们在认识神的儿子上,
a perfect man.
得以长大成人,
to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So we're not there yet. So we still need the ministry of the fivefold. And the ministry of the fivefold hasn't changed. It's still to equip saints. It's still for ministry. It's still to edify the body of Christ. Most people understand the fivefold as something that happens inside the church structure. In other words, we may have a pastor, but if there's a pastor, he must be serving in a local church. But I don't agree with that. And if there's an evangelist, he must be holding some kind of meetings in the local church. Again, I don't agree with that. I know pastors that work in the church. They're wonderful. I know evangelists that work in the church. They're wonderful. I love it. But there's also the apostle. Now, some people don't think there are still apostles. But I do. Because of what it tells us here, he gave us these gifts until we get full maturity. And we're not there yet. So we still need them. And then the prophet. I was telling you about my friends, the prophets, earlier. And then the other one is the teacher. So we usually say these five are going to function in the church. That's the truth. That's the whole truth. But we just sometimes don't understand the truth. Because when I say they'll function in the church, most people think that means on our Sunday morning service. And yet I say, we are the church. So when I go to work, that's the church. And I believe we have apostles in the workplace. And we have prophets in the workplace. We have pastors in the workplace. We have evangelists in the workplace.
有传福音的。
We have teachers in the workplace.
有教师。
Now I came to understand this the most clearly.
我渐渐地了解到。
I was teaching a class for Peter Wagner's school called WLI.
我在 Peter Wagner 的学校里面教书。
And I said just about as much as I've said now.
我教导的跟这里的教导差不多。
And one of the men raised his hand.
有一个人举手。
He said, Rich, I start all of my companies with the fivefold in mind.
他说我开始我的公司的时候我把这五重职分放在我的心里。
Now he looked like a young man.
他看起来像年轻人。
And I said, all of your companies?
我说所有你的公司。
He said, yeah, I've started three or four companies.
他说对我成立了三四个公司。
It turns out some of them are very, very big companies.
有些变得很大了。
One of them is called headhunters.com.
有一个公司就是帮人介绍工作的，在 internet 在网络上。
Very, very large companies.
很大一个公司。
He said, I've started all of these with the fivefold in mind.
我成立这些公司的时候，把这五重职分放在我的心。
He said, when I start a business, I'm the apostle.
他说我成立公司的时候，我是使徒。
That means I'm a visionary.
我是一个异象者。
I see the future.
我看到未来。
And I see my company.
我看到我的公司。
The way I want it to be.
我希望他成为怎么样子。
He said, the first person I hire
我雇的第一个人
is a pastor.
是牧师。
And I make him the president of the company.
我使他成为这公司的总裁。
I know that as my role,
我知道我的角色。
I will never be in that company very long.
我不会在那公司待很久。
Because I'll go start a new one.
因为我会成立别的公司。
So I bring in a pastor who's the president.
所以我把牧师带来做总裁。
I said, why do you make the pastor the president?
我说你为什么要把牧师变成总裁？
He said, because the president has to see all of the divisions of the company.
因为总裁必须要来监管所有的部门。
He has to keep peace in the whole company.
他需要来确保这个和睦。
Just like a pastor.
就像一个牧师一样。
He said, the next one I hire
我下面雇的
is an evangelist.
是一个传福音的。
And I make him the head of our sales department.
我使他成为销售部门的总管。
He said, if you can get a good evangelist,
他说你如果能够雇到一个好的宣教士
he can sell for your company.
他可以帮你推销东西。
He said, then I hire a teacher,
然后我雇了一个教师。
And I put them in our training department.
我把他放在我们公司教育部门，训练部门。
And they train all of our new people.
他们来训练我们新雇佣的员工。
And I said, what do you do with the prophet?
我说那你先知要怎么办在你公司？
He said, I put a prophet in every division of our company.
我说我把先知放在每一个部门里。
He said, I want us to have the voice of God operating everywhere.
我希望在每一个部门可以听到神的声音来运作。
So he said, when I start a company,
当我成立公司时
I look around my Christian friends.
我寻找我的基督徒朋友。
I find someone with a pastoral gift.
我发现有些人有牧者的恩赐。
Not someone who's serving in a church as a pastor.
并不是在教会中服侍的牧师。
But someone who has a pastoral gift.
有些人有牧师的恩赐。
And I make him the president.
我使他们成为总裁。
Now one of my friends
我有一位朋友
said, oh, I would never make the pastor the president.
我绝对不会把牧师做成总裁，让他做总裁。
Pastors are far too nice to be the president.
牧师真是太仁慈了，不能做总裁。
She said, I would make the pastor the head of the HR department.
这妇人说，我会让牧师成为人事室的主任。
I would let him head the human resource department.
我来让他做管理人事。
But you see, I don't care what definition you put on it.
我并不在乎是你的定义是什么。
I'm just saying there's a place
我只是说有一个地方
for the fivefold in all of our companies.
可以容纳五重职事在我的工作里，可以公司里。
So think about your job.
想想看你的工作。
And then think about your spiritual gifting.
想想你属灵的恩赐。
And watch them begin to come together.
注视他们怎么样混合在一起。
Those of you who are gifted as evangelists,
你们有些人是宣教士。
Will probably naturally drift towards sales of some kind.
所以你们在公司适合做推销的工作。
Evangelists are very outgoing people.
宣教士是很外向的人。
They've never met a stranger.
他们从来没有遇见陌生人。
They talk to everybody on the airplane.
他们对在机场飞机上跟任何人都讲话。
Because I'm more of a pastor, sometimes I want to be quiet on the airplane.
有些人是牧师，他牧师不太喜欢在飞机上讲话。
But the evangelists try to win the whole plane to Christ.
可宣教士他们希望每一个地方都归向基督。
And so when they're in your company and they start sales, they can sell to anybody.
所以他们在你公司里，他可以把产品卖给所有的人。
So you watch these things.
所以你看这个五重职分。
And think now about some businesses you know.
然后想到你的所想到的一些生意。
That are Christian run.
有基督徒的领域。
And you'll see the person that we call the entrepreneur.
你可以看到一些企业家。
Would look like an apostle.
很像使徒。
In the Bible, the apostle
在圣经中使徒
was the one that was sent out,
是被差遣的
the one who would fight the early battles,
是早期作战的
the one who would get whipped and beaten and left for dead,
是在被鞭打的打到要死
but they would keep coming back,
可他会从一不断的再回来
that's what an entrepreneur is,
这就是企业家的精神
he may, before he starts a successful business, he may have had 8 failures,
他在成功之前可能有失败
but that doesn't matter
可这不重要
because I've got an idea
因为他得到了
主意 I'm going to keep going
他要继续
that's what an apostle does
这就是使徒所做的事
so I'm believing
所以我相信
that every one of the fivefold gifts
这五重职分的人
are just as evident in business as they are in your local church
同样在商场中是同等的重要正如在教会中一样重要
but we don't talk about that much
可是我们不大谈论这些事
Now, when I wrote this book,
当我写这本书的时候,
the original title of this was
原先的标题, 书名,
The Seven Signs of a Marketplace Apostle.
市场上有七个使徒的征兆。
That was my first title.
这是我第一个书名, 原来书名。
And I was talking about apostles in the workplace.
我在讲到商场上的使徒职分。
And my publisher told me,
我的出版者告诉我,
we'd rather sell the book.
我们愿意卖这个书
then have them sit on our shelf.
不愿意它放在书架上
And if you name it, the seven signs of a marketplace apostle,
如果你这样取名字这个卖不掉
they said no one will buy the book.
没有人会买
Because a lot of people don't believe there's still apostles today.
因为很多人不相信现在还有使徒
And some of them don't believe there's apostles in the workplace.
不相信商场上有使徒的职分
So they said, you can write that one with another publisher.
你可以你跟找别的出版商用这个名字。
But if we're going to publish it,
如果你要我们出版
we're going to change the title.
我们要改这个书名。
Well, I didn't know what to do.
我不晓得怎么办。
And I went and prayed.
我去祷告。
My wife and I prayed.
我的太太跟我一起祷告。
We said, Lord, we believe there are marketplace apostles.
主啊，我们相信职场上有使徒职分。
We believe they need to know who they are.
我们知道认为大家应该知道这个事。
We need that book. We believe that book needs to be written.
我们觉得这种书应该写出来。
He said, "But I've called you to the marketplace."
可是神说我把你呼召到职场上。
And I don't want your message to be blocked by terminology.
我不希望你的信我的信息被书名给拦阻住。
So I went back through the book.
所以我回到这个书这本书。
I took the word apostle out except where it was quoting scripture.
我把这个使徒这个字拿出来
and the seven signs of a marketplace apostle
使徒的七个记号
became the seven signs of a marketplace minister
变成在职场上的事工的七个记号
and the title changed
的书名改了
but when you read the book
当你读这个书的时候
you will know
你会知道
I'm talking about marketplace apostles
我在讲职场上的使徒
and some of you may say I want my money back I don't believe in that
有些人说我要把我的钱拿回来我不相信这种事
Others of you will be thrilled
有些人会很高兴
But you see I believe that God is raising up a new kind of church
我相信神正在兴起一种新的教会
So that everything we have in the churches we've known it
所以我们在教会中所知道的每一种事
will be present in the church of the future
会出现在未来的教会里
I've watched prophets the prophetic now in business.
我正在密切观察商场上的先知的职分。
I've watched those who have the gift of the prophet.
我注意那些有先知恩赐的人。
Find a new freedom in their workplace.
他们在商场上找到新的自由。
Because now they know.
因为他们现在知道。
When I pray,
当我祷告。
And I hear from God,
当我听到神的声
音。And I know it's from God,
我知道是从神来的。
I don't have to pretend like I don't hear from him.
我不需要假装说我没有听到。
And I don't have to go put it into religious terms.
我不需要用宗教的术语来解释。
See, when we learn how to prophesy in the church,
当我们学习在教会中如何做先知说话
we say, thus saith the Lord.
我们说主如此说
God is calling you
神在呼召你
to the ministry.
去进入这个事工里。
But when we prophesy in the marketplace,
但是当我们在职场上说预言的时候
you know, I think,
你说我认为
I think maybe you should change your direction a bit.
我会告诉他们说你们应该改变一下你们的方向。
I was praying about you last night.
我昨天晚上在为你祷告。
And I felt impressed to tell you this.
我觉得很惊讶发现一些事要告诉你。
Or you may even say it like this. Let me tell you some thoughts that ran through my mind. See how these feel for you. Instead of using words like we'd use in the church, find words that will be acceptable. One of my mentors in marketplace ministry is a man named Bishop Bill Hammond.
他名字叫薛曼汉表。
And Bishop Hammond is my spiritual covering right now.
他是我属灵上遮盖。
I have my ordination through his ministry.
他设立我在这个职场上的事工。
And I don't do things unless I have his approval.
除非他批准我不会做事情。
So I told him I'm going to start a business.
所以我告诉他我要成立一个新的工作职场。
And what's it going to be?
这个公司要干嘛?
And I told him.
我告诉他。
He said, go ahead.
他说去吧，去做吧。
That's from God.
这是从神来的。
And then after I started, I met with him.
当我成立了这个新的公司，我就跟他相会。
He said, did you start that business?
他说你开始这个新的公司没有?
I said, yes.
我说是。
He said, I've been waiting for years for someone to do that.
他说我等了很多年，等有人要做这样的事。
The very business you've started, I knew it had to come.
你现在所建立的这个公司，正是我知道很早之前就知道一定会发生的。
But no one would do it.
可是没有人要做这个事。
Everybody held back.
每一个人都在等候。
They just wouldn't do it.
他们不要做。
He said, now you've done it.
现在你这样做。
And so he blessed me.
所以他祝福我。
And sent me out to do that.
而且差遣我去做这个事。
He ordained me as a marketplace apostle.
他设立我成为职场上的使徒。
So that's my ordination today.
这是我今天的那个设立的身份。
I am ordained as an apostle to the marketplace.
我被设立成为职场上的使徒。
So if you wonder what one looks like,
所以你想，哎，使徒是叫什么样子？
Here it is.
这里就有。
Because this is what one looks like.
I mean,
if I am one, then this is what one looks like.
假如我是使徒，这就是使徒看起来的样子。
But because he teaches on the prophetic so much, we're now beginning to see this prophetic being released into businesses. So I've run here in San Jose for the last 3 years. A weekly gathering where we teach people how to hear from God. Now, in that teaching, because we teach it in a business setting, not a church setting, we won't allow you to prophesy anyone into the church ministry. We say, in this setting, if the Lord says, Raymond, I'm calling you to minister, we will take that as a word from God. But we will not interpret that to mean you need to leave your job and go to work at the church. Instead, we will say, we believe that God wants you to use your ministry where you work. So the result is we're seeing lots of people now stepping into their place. And in those meetings, we don't use the word prophet or prophesy. We use the words hearing the voice of God. But Bishop Hammond said to me,
Bishop Hammond, 他说,
when you go out and teach in the corporate setting,
当你在一种公司的环境里说话,
you need to teach those people also how to hear the voice of God. But because not all of them are Christians,
他们不是每一个人都是基督徒,
use this terminology.
用这个术语,
teach them how to hear their inner man. Teach them how to tune into the voice that comes from their own heart. I said, Bishop, can I do that?
我说，Bishop，我可不可以这样做呢?
He said, it's still God, whether you call it God or your inner man or your heart.
说，那Bishop说没有关系，不管你把它叫做神或叫做你的内在的心。
And if people learn how to tune into that,
如果当人们学会怎么样进入到这种境界,
the Lord will lead them in the right direction.
神会引导他们到一个正确的方向。
I'm on a faith walk, folks.
我是一个信心的行走者。
Because I'm now teaching non-Christians.
我现在在教导非基督徒。
How to tune into the inner man.
如何聆听内心的人的声音。
Which I believe is God who wants to lead them to Himself.
我相信神在引导他们，借他们内心的声音来引导向神。
And I'm believing that we can do this under the covering of the Holy Spirit.
我相信我们这样的做是在圣灵的遮盖底下。
So my next book.
所以我下面一本书。
Which will not be God at Work Volume 3.
不是第三卷，神在职场上第三卷。
We'll be teaching the same principles.
会教导同样的原则。
Without using the biblical terms.
我们不用圣经的术语。
So I'll teach how to hear the voice of God by using how to connect with your inner man.
所以我不要用说如何聆听人的声音，而是说如何连接到你内在的人里。
Amen.
Amen.
The problem is that if they're not Christian.
How do I know that?
如果他们不是基督徒，你怎么知道他们是连接到神的声音，还是到邪灵的声音？
Okay, the question is, how do I know?
我怎么知道呢？
And here's how I know.
现在我告诉你，我怎么知道？
Before I do any teaching,
我在教导之前，
I cover that room so carefully.
我把这个整个房间都遮盖起来。
That the Holy Spirit's presence is strong there.
让圣灵的同在充满那个房间。
And because I am teaching it,
因为我在教导。
Everything that's coming out is anointed from God.
所以我的教导是从恩膏而来的。
And I believe God is more powerful than the evil one.
我相信神比那个恶者更有能力。
And I would rather take a chance.
我宁可来拿这个机会。
That 9 people out of 10 learn how to hear God.
十个人里面有九个学习自认识神。
Where 1 may still tune into the devil.
可能有一个人会跟那个邪灵连结。
But they were tuning into the devil long before I got there.
可是他们如果真的要跟邪灵连结，他们早就在我教导之前就这样做了。
So I didn't cause them to tune into the devil.
我不会去引发他们跟邪灵连结。
I believe I can turn 90% of them away from the devil.
我相信我可以让 90% 的人弃绝这个邪灵的连结。
But you see, fear would say.
惧怕会说。
Oh, you got to be careful.
哦，你要小心点。
Somebody may tune into the devil.
哦，有些人可能会跟邪灵连结。
And that means then that nobody gets to tune into God.
那就是说，哦，没有人会跟神连结。
So that's the way I do it.
这就是我这样的方法，你的方法。
I pray hard before I do any teaching.
我非常努力的祷告，在我教导之前。
Well, I was thinking is that when you write a book that without talking about, I mean, to the non-Christian, you say that you will talk about this.
Okay.
In the name, but then that almost sounds, I mean, without mentioning anything about God or Jesus.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I won't be using the biblical terms.
我不会用圣经的术语。
It won't be seen as a heavily Christian book.
我出的第三卷不会是个基督徒的书。
But I'm a Christian.
可是我是个基督徒。
I'm a pastor.
我是个牧师。
So everything that comes out of me.
所以从我里面出来的一切。
Is Christian.
是基督徒的精神。
So I may not say in Ephesians 4 it says.
我可能不会说以弗所书第四章这样说。
But I'll say.
可是我会说。
There's a saying that I've believed for years.
有这样的一个说法，我已经相信很多年，是这样的说法。
Or there's an ancient proverb that I've always applied in this situation.
在古代有这样的一个古言。
Or it is written in the world's best-selling book.
最畅销的书上这样写着。
I'll do something like that. So it won't be blatantly obvious by the title God at Work.
所以不会很明显的说用神这个字眼。
But you won't be able to read the book without getting Jesus in your life.
可是你读这本书不可能说不跟耶稣发生关系。
And instead of selling the book only in Christian bookstores,
我也不会只把这个书卖给基督徒的书房。
We'll market it in the business community.
我们要进入打入到商业界。
Thanks for asking that question to clarify that.
谢谢你问这个问题。
See, I'm not ashamed of who I am.
我不以我自己为耻。
I'm not trying to hide my Christianity.
我也不是要来隐藏我的基督徒身份。
I just don't want to wear a badge that scares some people away.
我就不希望用这些宗教术语吓走别人。
And I know the badge pastor and missionary scare people away.
我知道这种牧师宣教士的头衔会吓走人。
Actually, when I want to witness more, I say I'm a businessman.
事实上，当我要赢得更多的人，我就说我是生意人。
Because they're more open to me at that point.
因为我这样讲，他们会跟我比较敞开。
For some reason, people think pastors have to tell them what they believe.
因为一般人的成见就是牧师会告诉他们
牧师
所相信的东西。
Business people only tell them if they really believe it.
可职场上的人只讲说他们自己相信的东西。
That may sound like pastors don't believe it, but I think they do too.
也许牧师不相信我这样讲，可他们可能也会相信。请您跟我们解释一下在职场上的事工是怎么样，因为我每次讲到这个事工，就会想到譬如像使徒保罗在犹太人的会堂里面传福音医治有病的人。
Probably needs a longer answer than I'll be able to give now.
我需要给你一个比较长的答案。
But let me just start.
我现在来开始。
When we use the word ministry,
当我们用这个词事工，
we think, okay, if my ministry is prayer, then I got to pray for the sick.
假如我的事工是祷告，那我就要为有病的人祷告。
And if God is going to do a miracle, He will heal the sick.
假如神要做神迹，他会医好这个人。
But in business,
可在商场上，
if my ministry is prayer,
假如我的事工是祷告，
I'm going to pray for a creative idea.
我要来祷告，要有一个创新的想法。
And the answer will be an invention.
这答案就是说会有一个创新革新。
Or a connection.
或一个连结。
Or the right people.
或是一个正确的人。
That will lead me to the right deal.
会把我带到这正确的答案里。
That will cause me to prosper.
使我能够兴旺。
So the miracles I'm looking for,
所以我所找的神迹
are different,
是不同的。
Now I still believe we can pray for the sick,
我仍然相信我们可以为有病的人祷告，
and see them be healed,
他们可以被医治。
But I believe there will be more miracles of financial and technical types than of physical healing.
可是我更相信财务上跟科技上的神迹。
So when I talk about ministry in the marketplace,
所以当我讲到职场上的神迹，
I'm not thinking of the guy that sits on the corner down here at the stop sign with his sign up.
我并不是说在那个停止的马路上停止的那个记号旁边有一个人拿个牌子。
And if you roll your window down, he'll tell you you're going to hell.
假如你把那个窗户摇下来，他会说你会到地狱去。
And I don't think anybody listens to him.
我不认为有任何人会听这种人传福音。
Now that's the way the Apostle Paul ministered.
可是那是使徒保罗的职工，事工。
He went out on the street corner.
他走到街上传福音，街头布道。
But you see, I believe that my life has to be my message.
我的相信是说，我的生命就是一个信息。
And that when I have earned the right to be heard, I'm going to be heard.
我有这个被听见的权利，我希望被听见。
Here's the vision I had.
这是我的意向。
This came to me a number of years ago.
就几年前，我有这样的意向。
One of my friends plays the piano. In fact, two of my friends play the piano at Nordstrom's.
我有两位朋友弹钢琴。
Nordstrom's at Valley Fair.
在 Valley Fair 这个购物中心里面弹钢琴。
Have any of you been to Nordstrom's?
你们有没有去过 Nordstrom?
They have the big black piano sitting there.
他们有大的黑色钢琴。
Somebody playing the piano.
有人在那边弹钢琴。
So in my vision.
所以我的意象。
I saw my friend playing the piano.
我看到我的朋友在弹钢琴。
She's playing all these nice little friendly songs.
这位姊妹在弹钢琴。
And then she started playing a Christian song.
然后她开始弹基督徒的歌。
And as she played it.
当她在弹的时候。
It began to connect with people in the mall.
她开始把人们连接起来。
And pretty soon a woman came over and stood at the piano.
不久，有个女人来了，站在钢琴旁边。
Pretty soon, a man came over and stood at the piano.
有一个男的也来了，站在钢琴旁边。
Pretty soon, there was a crowd there.
很快就一群人围在钢琴旁边。
Just because she was playing.
因为她在弹。
But as she played the song,
当她弹歌的时候
，the people were hearing the Lord calling them.
人们可以听到主在呼召。
And they began to repent right at the piano.
他们在钢琴旁边开始悔改。
So they called security.
他们叫警卫来。
This is in my vision.
这是我的意象。
And one of the guys in security got healed as soon as he got there.
当我有一个做警卫人，事实上当他到达那个地方的时候，他被医治了。
And then they called the store manager down.
他们又把商店里的老板找来。
And he came under conviction.
他来了以后他就信主了。
And so every Tuesday.
所以每一个礼拜二。
They started having a meeting at Nordstrom's.
他们开始在这个商店有聚会。
In my vision.
在我的意象里。
People started flying in from cities around the world.
人们开始在飞进这个城市。
They came to San Jose.
他们来到圣何西。
What'd you come here for?
你为什么来圣何西？
For the revival.
来为着复兴。
What church is it at?
哪一个教会？
It's not at a church, it's at Nordstrom's.
不是在教会里, 是在那个商店, Nordstrom.
See, most women I know want that revival.
大多数的女人就因此被复兴。
My wife would love to have a revival at Nordstrom's.
我的太太喜欢看到在 Nordstrom这个店里有复兴。
I just said, honey, where are you going?
你要去哪里呢?
Oh, I'm just going to the revival.
我要去复兴。
See, that's the kind of vision I had. My second vision was this. Two people stepped up to the coffee pot at work at the same time. They're both pouring a cup of coffee. One of them's happy and smiling. The other one's depressed. And the smiling person, who happens to be a Christian, says to the unhappy one, man, what's wrong?
什么事情不对?
Well, we just got a bad report.
我得到一个不好的报告。
The doctor says it's cancer.
医生说的是癌症。
And there's no hope.
没有希望。
And the happy Christian says,
这快乐的基督徒说,
could I pray for you?
我可不可以为你祷告?
Without closing eyes,
没有闭起眼睛,
without laying hands on the head,
没有按手,
without a religious sounding voice,
没有宗教的声音,
you know, when we pray, we go, oh, God.
当我们祷告的时候, 我们常会, oh, 主啊,
without any of that,
没有这种的腔调,
simply, could I pray for you?
我可以为你祷告吗?
Yes.
是啊。
In Jesus' name be healed.
奉主耶稣的名被医治。
You know, when I prayed that prayer in the past, Jesus has answered it.
当我这样祷告的时候, 在过去, 神就回答了我的祷告。
So I believe he'll do it for you.
所以我相信耶稣会医治你。
And I go back to work.
然后我就回去上班。
In my vision,
在我的意象里,
the next week,
下个礼拜,
the same two again,
这两个人又来了,
this time both happy.
这一次两个人都很高兴。
Oh, what happened?
发生什么了?
I went back to the doctor.
我回去看我的医生。
The tumor's gone.
这个肿瘤没有了。
Third person comes up.
第三个人来。
What are you two so happy about?
你们俩为什么那么高兴?
Well, I had cancer and he prayed and I got healed.
我有癌症, 他为我祷告, 我医好了。
Well, pray for me.
那也为我祷告。
Revival at the coffee pot.
所以在咖啡杯旁边有复兴。
It's just a part of what you're doing.
这就是你平常生活所做的事。
You don't announce a meeting.
你不需要宣布有聚会,
you don't plan a meeting. You just follow the Holy Spirit through your day. When somebody's hurting, you pray. Simple prayer. Unreligious prayer. Short prayer. A prayer of faith. See, God honors your faith, not your long prayer.
神尊重你的信心,不是尊重你的长的祷告。
He honors your faith, not your loud prayer.
他尊重你的信心,不是你大声的祷告。
He honors your faith, not your religious language.
他尊重你的信心,不是你宗教的术语。
To me, that's a ministry in the marketplace.
对我来说,就是在职场上的事工。
I just live my life.
我就是过我的正常生活。
Some days I minister.
有时候我服侍。
Some days I'm just there.
有时候我就是在那里。
But every day,
但每一天,
I'm touching people for Jesus.
我触摸人们, 用耶稣的爱来触摸他们。
Amen?
是吗?
Everybody still happy?
每一个人是否都很高兴?
Is anybody worn out yet?
有没有人很累?
Excited.
我们很兴奋。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well now, Dr. David, I've introduced you to my friend Paul Cox. And we need him to come. And if you bring him up, he can stay at my house so you won't have a hotel bill for him.
Yeah, call him up anytime in the summer.
Okay.
Anytime this summer, huh? Okay, any weekend, huh? Okay. Well, you and I will talk about that at dinner.
你和我, 我们可以再谈一谈。
Okay. I have lots more teaching. I'm just out of voice.
我还有很多要教导, 可是我的声音快没有了。
I have to save my voice because on Monday,
因为我必须要保存我的声音, 因为拍一,
I'm reading this entire book into the microphone.
我要把这整本书念到, 用麦克风念出来。
I'm recording my book.
我正在记录我的书。
I should bring you along. We could do it in English and Chinese at the same time.
我应该把翻译者带着，中英文同时并进。
We will get it translated to Chinese.
我们要把这个翻成中文。
As soon as my publisher in Taiwan grabs a hold.
当我在台湾的出版者有这样做事的时候。
And I trust they will do that.
我相信他们会这样做。
They did my first book.
他们做了我出版了我第一本书。
You know who published the book? Somebody.
你们知道谁出版？谁是出版商吗？
It's a good name.
是一个很好的名字。
Good, is it Good News Publishers?
是不是好消息？
No, Elim. Elim.
Elim.
E-L-I-M. Elim. That's who did it. Yeah. In Taiwan, Elim. Oh, you did? Oh, I met the man who heads that when I was in Taiwan. Yeah.
So,
wonderful. Did you do translating for them?
She's doing the workplace ministry. They send her to the coffee place.
Good for you. All right. You're the marketplace minister for Elim. All right.
She did an evangelic work in the coffee shop.
Yeah, wonderful.
She's sent by them.
That's great. See? Evangelist. And wouldn't you buy something from her? Yeah, she sells too.
She
got this big smile, makes you want to buy. Okay, thank you for letting me be with you. God bless you. We still have a couple of books left if anybody wants.
Thank you.